Okay, we will now convene the December 12, 2017 City of Daytona Beach Special Magistrate Proceedings. Yance, do I have any announcements before we proceed with this morning's agenda?
Yes, sir, Mr. Vitale. We do have a couple cases that are in compliance that are not reflected on the agenda. Number 5, SMG 051740 for 231 North Hollywood Avenue. It's compliance December 11, 2017. And number 10, SMG 121789 for 710 Florence Street. It's also compliance December 11, 2017. And I believe that's it.
Well, those representatives for the City of Daytona Beach will be testifying this morning's proceedings. Please step forward.
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, then, Dave, the first case on our agenda this morning will be Kinsey and Debbie Whaley. Right.
Morning.
Please state your name, please, sir.
Kinsey Whaley.
Can you raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All right, we are here for a compliance date, so let's hear from the city first.
Good morning, Ms. Vicalja. Anthony Jackson, attorney for the City of Daytona Beach. In this case, the inspectors, John Stinson, Mr. Stinson, reports that permits were issued in this case on 11-7-17. He says that the respondent is working on it. He's asking for next cutoff for the property to be brought into compliance.
That would be January 3?
Yes. Okay. I think, yes.
Well, that's what the next cutoff is, yes.
Okay. All right. So, Mr. Whaley, what have you accomplished since the last time you were here?
We've rehanged a bedroom door. We've installed a handle on the bathroom door, locking slide bolt, installed cabinet in the mirror, reinstalled a cabinet in the mirror in the bathroom that was disengaged, installed windows, installed some smoke detectors, ordered windows and paid for them, the balance of the windows for the house at Home Depot. The delay was on that was waiting for my check. I had to get a check from City of Daytona owed me some money. The first check they wrote to me wrote to a corporation that was dissolved, and I had to wait for them to give me the check so I could go ahead and pay for the windows. And got that handled, and I've got a copy.
As I recall, the windows were an obstacle last time.
Huh?
As I recall, the windows were going to be an obstacle last time.
Well, they were going to. I told you I had the first batch for the downstairs already at my shop, and we've put. They're not all in, but they're getting there. The other windows I had.
Have the windows now.
Just the downstairs. I just ordered. I've got a copy of where we paid for the. Like I just said, I just had to wait on the check.
The City of Daytona, and I got my head and got those ordered and paid for. They're supposed to be here by the end of the month.
So you got $2,400 worth of windows and aren't going to be here until the end of the month?
$2,500,
that you've already paid for.
They're already paid for. So.
All right, calm down.
Thank you.
We had an issue last month. Things slowed me up. My wife's sister passed on, and my wife's got MS, and the sister hadn't been sick of anybody knew anything. She just dropped dead. They found her Halloween day. We had a service and tried to help my wife deal with that for a couple of weeks, so I was delayed in getting some extra work done.
All right, with these windows, will you then have all the materials you need to get this job done?
Except for the stairwell in the back, and that's the guy is supposed to be back next week. They're supposed to do the stairway for me.
What's going on with the stairwell?
My builder had a carpenter lined up, but evidently he had to have a surgery, and he wasn't able to do it, so we had to find another guy. I got a hold of a guy. He was going to be in Texas, and he's supposed to be back the 21st. So he's supposed
December.
To be. Yeah, he's supposed to be back the 21st, and he said he would come down and check it out for me to get it done.
Windows and the stairwell, the two big ticket items that are left to be done?
That's what I That's what I have on my agenda.
All right. So any reason you can't be done by February 7th?
It'll be close. We should be very close by then.
All right. Well, let's go for it.
Okay.
And if you come up short, just start detailing everything you did.
Okay.
And I'll take that into consideration.
Thank you very
but
much.
I'd just like to try to keep the foot on the gas right now, and I appreciate your efforts. All right. We're going to go ahead and order the respondent to come into compliance by February 7, 2018, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. All right. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Case number 3 is in compliance. Case number 4, Carolyn Ricaney.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you state your name, please?
Carolyn Ricaney.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Okay, this matter is here for the imposition of a fine, Ms. Ricaney, so let's hear from the city first, if we could.
Ms. Lekalja, this property, I don't know if you recall, there was an issue of a short sale going on. We actually have on the agenda in the miscellaneous business a request that would be necessary to help facilitate the short sale. My desire would be that we kind of address all this in one. I think it would be very relevant. The current status is just that the owner was working on a short sale. Now, that's what's cost us to amend it. That's still in the works. I believe the realtor, is here. Wanted to address the board under the miscellaneous business, but if we can take that as part of this, it's very relevant in terms of deciding what we do next. The general request, as I understand it, is that they're offering to pay $6,000 towards the code lien to facilitate the sale, but the circumstance is that the property is not in compliance. And as we all know, the general practice and policy of the board is that, or the magistrate as well as the board, is that we don't review and amend liens when the property is still in noncompliance. But in this situation, it's facilitating an ultimate remedy. It's something that the cities are willing to do, and we're bringing this before you for your consideration.
All right, so what are you telling me? I need to move MB1 up into this case right now?
Yes, sir.
All right, then who else is going to be heard on MB1?
Where are you going to be heard, sir? I'm going to be case one.
Good morning.
Good morning, Your Honor. It's Bill McNeil with Exit Beach Realty. I'm the selling agent in this case.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
If you can explain what's the status of what we're trying to do in terms of accomplishing the short sale.
Okay, well, we have to get an agreement with the Fannie Mae to take on these fines and pay the fines so we can close the property. And that's been the problem all along. The fines are rather high, and I think originally they were up to $10,000, and then they have the new codes that are in violation. There's going to be some more fines attached to that. And at this point, the title company that is handling this has been working with Fannie Mae, and they would agree to pay as much as $6,000. Okay, so if they could reduce it to that, that would be beneficial to close the
Does that make it happen?
Pardon me?
Does that make it happen?
That is almost going to make it happen. We have there's also a judgment against that's a lien, a judgment lien on the house, and that's another thing we have to get an agreement.
Third party judgment lien, or is this from the city?
It's a third party judgment lien. It's not from the city.
How much is that lien?
$20,000. And Fannie Mae is at this point not willing to pay.
The price of the house?
The price of the house is $120,000. That's
so
what we have.
And that's the short sale price?
Yes. And
so
I
we're
talk-
short selling it for $120,000.
Mm-hmm.
How much of a mortgage do you have?
It's right around there. It went up.
So you're not seeing anything on it?
I haven't been paying.
She won't. We're hoping that Fannie Mae will give her a moving fee of $3,000. at closing, so she can move to a new apartment.
If I may, just point out one other thing.
Also, no, Mr. Vakelja, that is a lien that accrued to $10,000 on a homestead.
On a what?
It appears to be a homestead, or at least owner-occupied.
So why are we talking about a lien at all?
Well, the lien is still a good lien until it's the property's remedied.
But it's on a homestead.
They always are, sir.
You can't levy on a homestead, can you?
I'm sorry? We can't move forward on a foreclosure. We can't foreclose on it until the circumstance change, but the lien is still a good lien. The lien attaches and applies to still encumbers the property. But it would be relevant in terms of your consideration on us trying to get it remedied as an alternative remedy. We won't be able to exercise the remedy of a foreclosure at this stage.
Where am I going to find MB1?
Very last tab.
16?
Nope,
just
say MB.
Oh, I'm sorry. There you go. So tell me what you want to do with this property.
Myself?
Yep.
I want it sold.
And you're in agreement with the $6,000 lien payoff?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an attorney representing you?
No.
Well, it ain't my place to say it, but you might want to go consult with one. Parties are in agreement that that's what they want to do, so be it. So, what's the relief that everyone's asking for?
What we're asking to do, Mr. Vakelja, is to continue this number four, the active code case, while we continue to move forward on resolving the whole matter through the short sale.
In addition to that, you're looking for some sort of a declaration with regard to the existing lien that it's going to be reduced to $6,000, subject to being satisfied from the proceeds of the short sale?
Yes, sir.
And you're in agreement with that?
Yes.
Okay, with regard to case number four, I'm going to order that matter continued. How long am I continuing it for?
6 days would probably be an answer for, so how much was realistic?
60 days should be sufficient.
We're asking for 60 days.
All right, I'm going to continue case number four to our February 13, 2018 meeting. And with regard to MB1, in accordance with the agreement among the parties, I'm going to reduce the lien to the sum of $6,000, subject to it being paid from the proceeds of the short sale that's pending right now. How do I identify the short sale? What's the name of the buyer?
The buyer is Downtown Realty and Investments. The broker is Ed Hetfi.
Okay.
And I talked to him on the phone yesterday, and they are going to rehab the house completely once we close, and they're still on board with the deal. Okay. They want to get it.
Then I'm going to make that reduction in the lien good for 90 days, given the fact that your closing is supposed to happen in 60. And if it ends up dragging on, like they do sometimes, and you're running out of time, get together with the city attorney, and he'll work things out with you.
All right, we'll do that.
All right, so case number four is continued for 2 months. Case MB1 is reduced to the sum of $6,000, subject to being paid within 90 days. If it's not paid within 90 days, then the lien amount reverts to its original amount. Okay, good luck to you.
Thanks a lot.
Case number 5 is in compliance. Case number 6, GEA Seaside Investments Incorporated.
Attorney Joel Osborne here for GEA Seaside Investments.
All right, this matter is here for the imposition of a fine. Let's say the city.
Mr. Calgi, this is the property at 311 and 313 North Hollywood Avenue, which is number 6. The city says that the permits are ready and awaiting pickup. The property remains in noncompliance, so the city is requesting a fine of $250 per day to a maximum of $15,000, and that the property remains without unrented until the permits are final and the case is closed, that the property remains unoccupied and not rented.
All right, what did you just say about permits at the very beginning of your presentation?
The permit is ready, but it has not been picked up.
What does all that mean?
It just means that they have the permit issued from the city, but they have not moved forward with picking up the permit and moving forward.
When was the permit issued? Work.
I would have to look to the inspector, Juan Davis.
It's been applied and approved.
Okay.
The permit's been applied for and it's ready for pickup. They just need to pay the fees and commence with the work.
And when was the respondent notified that his permit was ready to be picked up?
I would say somewhere around September the 13th.
September?
Yes.
Mr. Vujicic, Mr. Vukelia, I apologize.
Sorry.
Your Honor, that's what I always say. I just say Your Honor, so I'm going to refer to you as Your Honor. Your Honor, 311 and 313 are done. These places are done. These places are in compliance. He might not have picked up the permit, but these places are completely done. There's nothing, no work needs to be done. Your Honor, I don't like giving excuses, but my client's, his wife's mom just passed, and he's actually out of town, and I think Ms. Davis is aware, too. He's out of town from the 5th to the 18th in Jamaica. His wife's father-in-law is going around seeing his rest of the kin. But the work is all done on 311 and 313. There's nothing else that needs to be done.
So you're telling me it's ready for final inspection?
It's ready for final inspection.
Called for a final inspection?
It has. I don't think we have called for a final inspection, but there is no work that needs left to be done. We just need to call the final inspection and get the rental licenses. There's no other work that needs to be done on that property, Your Honor.
All right. Is there anyone else who wants to be heard on this matter?
I would, sir.
I had originally
Wait,
moved
hold
in.
Hold on 1 second. Can you state your name, please?
Yes, my name is Annalise Trader.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. I had originally resided at 311 when the property was for sale, for rent a couple months ago, and I've spoken before on this matter, and I was here when you had specifically stated that he should not advertise until a rental license was allowed to be or was available. And this morning on Zillow, 311 is advertised for rent. I drive by that house every day because my work is on the way there. All of the windows are busted out and boarded up, as well as the doors. I do not believe that property is available for inspection. And I'm concerned that the multiple fines on the property, I don't think that fines are enough for this property specifically. They keep piling on and piling on, but nothing seems to be being done with this. And I guess my main concern is, as a citizen of Daytona, that other people will move into a similar situation, into one of these properties, as I did, where I had to move out after having it rain in my bedroom for over 3 months. And I know that the person that moved in there after me also had very serious issues with this property. And that's all I'd like to say in regards to this, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Osborne, this lady says this house isn't anywhere near completed.
Your Honor, she provided no proof in court. That would all be considered hearsay and out-of-court statement proof to use to prove the truth of the matter asserted.
Have you been to the property?
Yeah, I've been. I went with, you can ask Ms. Davis. I've been to every single one of these properties. I went through every single one of these properties myself. The fact that we were able to see rental licenses on most of these properties within a week shows that a lot of the talk and the conjecture was hyperbole. I'm not here to argue with the City of Daytona Beach residents. I respect and love them. I've been through every one of these properties myself.
Well, when was the last time you were at 311 and 313?
I have not been since the last Hurricane Irma, which was a devastation, and I'm pretty sure that...
You haven't been there since September?
No, since the hurricane. I haven't been since the hurricane. I have not.
Well, this lady says she just went by there.
Your Honor, I can just rely. My client is telling me those places are completely done.
Excuse me, you were just talking about hearsay. Now you're telling me what your client's telling you, whereas this lady's coming up here
I'm just,
under oath and testifying as to what she saw.
I'm just saying, my client is telling me the...
The hearsay right now is you.
Fair enough. You know what? I agree. What was the original issues done with that property? Do you remember? What were the original things?
My point is, you represented to me there's nothing left to be done, and now you don't know that. Your own personal knowledge.
I'm pretty confident that my client wouldn't lie to me.
The question was, you don't know that of your own personal knowledge.
On my own personal knowledge, I guess I would not.
Attorney, you're not put under oath.
Mm-hmm.
You're still held to a higher standard. The fact of the matter remains, you can't tell me what this property looks like right now of your own personal knowledge.
And I guess my contention would...
Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
And my contention would be the state can't either. The city hasn't shown me one picture either. So if there's no proof on either side...
Is that an eyewitness? Tell me there are busted windows and windows that are boarded up.
So you're going to take her word over me as an attorney?
I'm going to take her word over you when all you're giving me is hearsay from somebody you tell me who's not even in the country. And this lady's testified under oath as to the conditions of the property. Now, if it all turns out that she's lied to me, fine. Charge her with perjury. But as far as our proceedings here today, the only one I've seen with any... active knowledge of the condition of the property.
But there's
hands right now.
Mr. Vujicic, it's biased. Your Honor, she has active litigation against my client. There is clear bias by her. She's come here to five hearings with clear.
Testified how she's been used and abused by your client.
Yes,
wife.
So there's.
I don't factor that in. I'm just here for the sake of current events.
So you're,
what's the condition of the property as we speak right
so
now?
So then I guess the...
You can't tell me.
So I guess my question would be, let's have the city show us pictures of actually what the property looks like.
Well, Counselor, as you know, there's pictures and then there's testimony.
Well, but to impose a fine, you would have to do off facts. So let's not do it off conjecture, neither mine nor this lady. So let's do it off of facts.
Okay. Is there anything else you wanted to present?
No, but I would ask the city to present something, too.
You'd ask what now?
I would ask the city to present something so neither my hearsay or this lady's with bias hearsay would rule the day, and then facts would be what determines your decision.
Okay. Ms. Davis, when was the last time you went out to see the property?
I was at the location yesterday morning where the last picture you see before you...
Is this the blue and white house? Is this what I'm looking at?
Yes, sir.
All right.
And there are boards on the windows. I can't confirm if the windows are installed or if it's vacant. We're waiting for them to pull the permit so the building department can go in and do an inspection.
And call for a final inspection.
Correct. They haven't picked up the permit to be able to call for the final inspection.
But you can see boards on the window yourself.
Yes.
But Your Honor, boards on the window from the hurricane doesn't mean the windows busted. Those were placed during the hurricane. Just because the windows, and I think Ms. Davis would testify, just because there's a board on a window does not mean the window's busted.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and find it. And I would urge you, you don't need to be taking any advice from me. If you're telling me this property is in compliance, then I would urge you, before this fine goes a day longer than it has to ask the city to come out there and inspect it, see if it is, in fact, in the condition your boss, for lack of a better word, has told you it is.
Yes, Your Honor. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and fine the respondent the sum of $250 per day, commencing December 7, 2017, and continuing each day and continuing to accrue each day thereafter until the property is in compliance or the amount of the fine has reached the sum of $15,000, whichever occurs first. And I am also continuing to order that this property not be occupied and not be advertised for occupancy until such time as it is in compliance. Because if I find out it's being advertised as an available rental unit, I will consider that a separate violation in and of itself. Also returnable here for a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Very good. All right. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Yes, sir. Case number 7, GBA Seaside Investments, 216 Morningside Avenue. Here for the imposition of the fine. What say the city?
Mr. Vakelge, very similar situation. The permit is ready, awaiting pickup. The property remains in non-compliance. The city is asking for a $250 day fine to a maximum of $15,000 with the same prohibition for rent for being used as a rental until the case is closed or and the permits are final. The inspector is Juan Davis, and I will attend to Ms. Davis if you have any factual questions for her.
Okay, well, let's hear from Ms. Davis. What's the current condition of this property as far as compliance is concerned?
It's currently vacant. There's a permit ready for pickup. It did have some additional damage in the last hurricane, so they need to pull the permits, do the repairs, and then call for a final inspection.
So we think this one is probably in compliance, but for the permit?
No, it's not in compliance at all. The roof has collapsed. The complete roof has collapsed since my last inspection in September.
Okay, and once again, is this a situation where the permit's been applied for and available but not picked up?
That is correct.
And how long has this permit been available?
Since September the 13th. They were all applied and ready at the same time.
What say the respondents?
Your Honor,
Tony asked me how current was the picture. The picture was yesterday morning. You can see the blue top on the center of the roof.
Your Honor, this property got destroyed by Hurricane Irma. We're actually withdrawing. This one, we're not actually seeking a rental license for. We're actually withdrawing any license. He's not renting this one. We're removing our application for a rental license. This property got destroyed by Hurricane Irma. We are not going to put anyone in it until it's completely fixed, and it's going to take a long time. So any of this stuff that's going on now with the rental license, we are just asking the city if we can withdraw. Because there is not going to be anybody in there in a rental capacity for a long time.
Let's say the city.
I just ask him to follow up with the inspector. Typically, what the inspector requires is just an affidavit saying that it's not going to be used as a rental, and then we'll follow up on that if that's
the
circumstance.
Make sure I understand what we're doing here, because I want to be clear on this. We are already. We're already 11 months into this case. Now, I'm not here to raise problems. If the parties come to an agreement on something, I'm a happy person. The respondent wants to withdraw the rental application.
Under Hurricane Irma.
Understood. And you're fine with that.
Well, it's the vicarity. The violation is that they don't have a rental license. They only have required to have a rental license if they're renting the property. If he's going to sign an affidavit.
Withdrawing, this case is now moot.
Yeah, that's correct. Yes, yes,
okay.
Sir.
And, of course, the respondent understands it's not going to be occupied, rented, utilized, advertised. I don't know how many synonyms to advertised I can put in there until such time.
That it's ready for a rental license.
Very good. Yeah.
And secured up until that point as well. And we would encourage him to get a trespass arrest site on it as well so that we don't have the vagrants.
What counsel is referring to, of course, is you still have to secure it to city standards to make sure vagrants don't get in there.
He goes to the police department,
he gets that trespass thing so the police can respond if anyone's on the property that doesn't
belong. My client's very familiar with that, and he's had
properties like this, so he's aware of the procedure. Thank you, Your Honor, though.
No problem. All right, then, case number 7, I'll consider as being withdrawn by the city. Case number 8, GEA Seaside Investments, 232 North Peninsula Drive.
Just clarification, Mr. Bukelch, I know that we're saying it all on record and we're attorney and counsel, but we'll withdraw it once we receive an affidavit to the fact that they are not going to rent.
So do we need it continued then? It's at imposition of fine status.
All right, then I will ask the respondent within the next 10 days to submit whatever paperwork to the city may be required to withdraw the rental license application.
I'll say.
All right, gentlemen, well now we're at 232 North Peninsula Drive.
Ms. Vakelja, on 23 North Peninsula Drive, again, it's a similar situation. The permit is ready and awaiting pickup. The property remains in noncompliance. The city is asking for a $200 a day fine to $15,000, and that there be the prohibition for renting until the property is final, until the permits are final and the case is closed.
Okay, so
and again, it's this Ms. Davis who would be happy to answer any factual.
Pick up the permit and it's not in compliance.
That's
so this
correct.
Isn't just a matter of taking care of the paperwork after the fact the property's not in compliance.
That's correct. Okay. And as of yesterday, there was an eviction notice on the door and all of the interior, I guess, personal items from the previous tenant was on the curb ready for pickup.
Okay, what say the respondent?
Yeah, we're actually in the process of eviction and getting this place completely renovated. From my understanding, I don't have personal knowledge of this, but GC Weshmark contractor has already applied for the permit, and wasn't that what we needed to do on that, is to actually apply for the permit?
He's applied for it and is ready for pickup.
Okay, so we've applied. My client
to be taken, as the respondent has pointed out, all it says is impose fine if no permit's applied for by 12/6/17.
We've applied for the permit.
So if he's applied for the permit, how is he in violation?
GC Weshmark contractor was the contractor we used. My client used.
I think he was supposed to apply before December the 6th. He did not apply before December the 6th. If this is the right one, 232.
Your Honor,
or did he come in at the last minute?
This isn't a fairy tale. My client's wife's mom just passed away. I can bring the obituary.
I understand that, and I mean your client's wife's mom. No disrespect.
I understand that.
Okay. Do we have a permit applied for or not?
Yes, we've applied for a permit.
I'm
pretty sure it was close to the date. My client had the list of when all this stuff needed to be done, and I was getting on him, so I'm pretty sure it was applied close to the date, the cutoff date, Your Honor.
But I couldn't tell you the exact date.
The word.
Before I went out to take the picture yesterday, I didn't see a permit for 232 North Peninsula.
How long is it going to take to find out whether or not there's a permit application here?
10-15 minutes for me to go downstairs.
You want to wait?
You want to continue it for a few minutes?
I mean, my point is,
we've applied for the permit, Your Honor.
Osborne tells me he's applied for it.
I've applied for the permit, and that was all that's requested, Your Honor.
I don't know if they can pull it up from the computer there. I can go down to the building department and come right back up.
Mr. Osborne, why don't you have a seat so you can check that out.
Okay.
We'll come back to
John
you.
Went. John.
Case number 9, Ava M. Wright.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you say your name, please?
Yes, my name is Michael Wright.
Okay. Can you raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Wright, what's your affiliation with Ava M. Wright?
That's my ex-wife, but we both own
the... ex-wife?
Yes, sir.
You've got authority to speak on her behalf?
No, we both own the property, sir.
Okay, so you're still an owner?
Yes, sir.
You're a co-owner?
Yes, sir.
All right. City satisfied?
Yes, sir. The city's satisfied, and the inspectors had previous communication with Mr. Wright.
All right. Mr. Wright, do you agree these violations existed or incurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes, sir.
All right, I find the respondent in noncompliance. Let me ask the city how long they think it'll take for you to come into compliance. Mr. Jackson, how long does the city propose it'll be necessary for the respondent to come into compliance?
Mr. McCouty, the inspector, is Jerome McCoy. Mr. McCoy reports that the property, as indicated, is not in compliance right now. He's spoken with Mr. Wright, and he believes that the property can be brought into compliance by next cutoff.
All right, Mr. Wright. The city attorney is suggesting you ought to be able to take care of these things by January 3 of 2018. What say you to that?
The parking lot, I'm going to work on repaving. The building, the siding, I may need more time because that's, to do it right, I'm not just going to, put it back together like that. To do it right, we're going to have to go all the way around
that building. To hold it, you know, what has to be done to the parking
lot? No, there's potholes.
Be resurfaced?
Yeah, that's what has to be done. Yeah. Resurfaced.
Yes, sir.
They're going to have to totally redo the parking lot. It's
yeah. It's a big job.
Right. I mean, financially, it's, you know, but we did it before we tried to patch it, and that didn't work very well.
All right. Well, the city's proposing that you ought to be able to have it done by January 3. To be honest, I think that's pretty ambitious myself, but I'm waiting to hear from you how much time you think you would need to get the job done.
The parking lot, I want to get on, you know, right away and get that taken care of. The building with the siding, you know, to get all of that done, I think it'll take longer for, you know, for that. Just because financially.
Can we speak in terms of days, weeks, or months before we're tired, right?
Possibly. If it's okay with you, sir, I'd like to take care of the first project, you know, and get that done. I don't want to tell you an amount of time.
Parking lot.
Yes, sir.
So how long do you think it would take you to get the parking lot?
Oh, I'm getting quotes right now.
Okay, so as it stands, how long do you think it would take? Has anybody given you any indication?
No, but one month I would. And if I have any trouble with that, I would get in contact with Mr. McCoy, you know, for an extension. But I'm actively getting quotes right now.
Is this, obviously it's a commercial property. Is it rented?
Yes, sir.
So you have tenants in there?
Yes, sir.
Residential and commercial?
The residential is not, I left it vacant.
So it's just commercial?
Yes.
So you got the parking lot that needs to be taken care of, protective treatment. I don't know what that means. What does protective treatment mean? I understand paint and siding.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Good morning, sir. Jerome McCoy, code enforcement. My credentials are on file. Protective treatment is either paint or the siding on the property. Because as we see, the siding has been ripped off from the storm. And it's the paint also, it needs to be in line with redevelopment approval.
Mr. Wright, are you aware of that? So he's in a redevelopment zone.
Yes.
Are you aware that you're in a redevelopment zone?
I'm aware of that. I've never been told, but I know that. No, I don't know the color of the paints for redevelopment. I thought it was a neutral color. That's a neutral color.
Mr. Wright, you're going to get about 30 days to educate yourself on this, and then I'm going to be taking action. But let's get some more information for you before you go anywhere.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What did you want to add?
Charles Bryant, Redevelopment Project Manager.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Yeah. Your Honor, he's in the Midtown redevelopment area, and the paint colors has to be approved by the redevelopment department prior to painting or replacing the vinyl on it. That process won't delay what he's trying to do. I'm the person who actually approves it. He brings the paint chips in. I can get him a letter the same day, basically.
Okay. All right. You understand that now,
yes,
right?
Sir.
Can't just go slopping paint up there.
Right.
Okay.
Well, it's just the vinyl. It's the vinyl siding.
All right. Mr. Jackson, do we have any life safety issues here?
I have to look to the inspector, and I'll ask Mr. McCoy that question.
It's no life safety issues. It's only the tenants are only commercial in the convenience store that's downstairs. There's no tenants upstairs.
Okay, Mr. Wright, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to continue the determination of your compliance date for the time being. I'm going to continue it to the next meeting. That meeting will be January 9, 2018. And at that meeting, I'm going to establish the date by which all this work has to be done. And I'm hoping between now and then, you're going to, and I'm not trying to be insulting here, I'm hoping you're going to educate yourself on everything that needs to be done to that parking lot.
Eric, you know, what kind of paint you have to use, what kind of siding you have to use, and I want you to come back with a game plan so you can tell me how much time you're going to need. That doesn't mean I'm going to give it to you, but if it sounds as though you've got your stuff together and it sounds intelligent and it sounds doable, then I'll certainly take it into consideration. But right now, it sounds as though you're a little behind the ball as far as understanding everything that has to happen and the fact that you've got to, because you're in this redevelopment area, you're going to have to, you know, pass some of this by the city to make sure it's okay. So by January 9, 2018, first off, I'm hoping you're going to start working on all of this stuff as soon as possible.
Yes,
so don't think for a moment, I'm telling you, don't do anything until January 9th. I'm hoping you're going to get a head start on it right now.
Yes, sir.
But by January 9, I'm hoping you'll have made some progress on these things, and then you can tell me, okay, Mr. Special Magistrate, I need 30 days, or I need 60 days, and I'm pretty confident I'd get it done. All right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So go get started on what you can. You've got people at the city you have to talk to about painting, exterior, you know, appearance standards, things of that nature. And then I'll see you on January 9th, and at that point we'll determine a compliance date for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Good luck to you. Okay, do we know anything more on GEA Seaside Investments, case number 8?
Yes, sir. The inspector's reported to me that she's checked and there is no permit, but I'll bring her forward to...
That's correct. There has not been a permit applied for this address.
And for my benefit, how is it you confirm that?
The building department downstairs, permit and licensing, we checked with the clerk.
Okay. All right. Mr. Osborne, these folks are contradicting your testimony that a permit's been applied for. I'm assuming you're going to tell me you're not the one who applied for it.
Not too.
And I assume you're going to tell me you're taking the word from somebody else.
My client has told me GC Weshmark Contractor has applied. I would like to see proof that it hasn't been applied for. That's what I'd ask for my client. I'd like to see proof that it hasn't been. If they could show any proof. I mean, if you're going to take their testimony, it is what it is, Your Honor. I respect
well,
your decision.
Your testimony. You can go straight down there before you leave to get confirmation of that. But once again,
understood,
I
Your
would
Honor.
Urge you, given the fact that you're now facing a fine, I would urge you to get it corrected ASAP.
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and the amount of the fine was $200. Is that what I heard you say?
He said 200.
250 is what I said.
You said
200.
Okay. Well, I'll correct it.
Osborne's right.
I may have said that,
he's
Your Honor.
My witness to this account. It is a permit application, okay? Never mind. I'll take care of this myself.
Yes, sir.
I'm finding the respondent the sum of $200 per day commencing January 7, 2017 and continuing each day thereafter until...
Mr. Ricalja, I'm sorry.
January 7.
January 7. You mean December.
All right. Finding the respondent to some $200 per day commencing December 7, 2017. It will continue to accrue each day thereafter until the permits are applied for, as called for under this particular aspect, or the amount of the fine reaches the sum of $15,000, whichever occurs first. Okay?
Thank you.
We still have a compliance date for January 3rd.
You already have, and you have a compliance date of January 3, 2018. That remains, as does the general order that this property is not to be advertised, occupied, or otherwise utilized until it's brought into compliance.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right, good luck to you. All right, case number 10 is in compliance. This brings us to case number 11, Kai Q. Lay.
Good morning.
Can you state your name, please, ma'am?
My name is Mary Ann Lee. I'm Kai Lee's mother. My son is in the service. He's in Germany right now, so he can come. But I'm have a full powder of the attorney for the house.
Okay. Can you raise your hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Ms. Lee, do you agree this violation existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Really, anything the mail from my son, I really don't want to open But I see from the city of North Augusta, from the Daytona Beach, I think it might be important. So I open it, and that's what I found out yesterday, and I come to the court today. But the plan to do the backyard is I have a porch in the backyard already, but every time I open the door, the mosquito come into the house so much. So I plan to put the screen around there. So my husband and he friend go to the city to ask for the permit, and they say, no, you can't get the permit. You have to have your son to get it because you don't live there. You're not the owner of the house. So I get the way he misunderstand the guy. So he called my son, and my son do the full of the Anthony powder of Anthony for us to do. So I bring that paper into city and ask for the permit, and he explained for me, we cannot because we don't own the house, so we can't do that. We have to hire constructor. So I say, well, it's too much trouble, so we're not going to do it. So we hadn't do anything yet. We hadn't do any of it. And I think someone come and look and check, and they don't see anything done, nothing different. So I don't know why we have to go to court.
Your son owns the house?
Yes.
And he's in the service.
He in the service right now, but
he's in Germany.
Yes, sir.
He's giving you a power of attorney.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, let's see if we can.
And then we didn't do anything yet, though. The house is still the same. And I think he did want to come and look, and I told him, what you be here for?
All right, let's say you Grinches. I'm sorry, let's say the city.
Ms. Fekelji, the inspector in this case is John Stinson, and Mr. Stinson will explain to you what he's aware of, what he understands as the circumstance, and what he understands it, or what he recommends in terms of how this can be remedied.
Good morning. John Stinson, code inspector with the city. My qualifications are on file. This started as a complaint from the HOA. The majority of the material was on site, ready for construction to commence whatever. They have not physically begun to alter the structure at all. As she explained, she's running so many different roadblocks or whatever, they have decided not to do it at all. So only thing they're going to do is just remove the materials that they brought onto the property. And she says she's going to be done with that unless her son comes back and he physically goes down there. to pull
she
a permit.
She can't use the power of attorney for the sake of getting this permit?
That,
No.
I don't have enough information on that at this stage, Ms. Fekelji. I kind of heard a little bit of that as I was coming into the building, but I don't have enough information on why permits will not accept or if there was an assumption, I'd be assuming it's associated with ownership of the pulling of an owner versus requiring a contractor, and so they're saying that they're requiring a contractor, but I don't have enough information to be
accurate. So now the materials are there, so now the issue isn't the permit anymore, it's now she's got to remove the materials.
Right, basically undoing the stage
directly. You need to do one or two things here. You either need to go forward with getting the permit, or you need to go backwards by removing all the materials. One or the other. Now, I'm not here to advise you. I don't understand why a power of attorney wouldn't suffice as far as your permit application goes. I don't know how else the city would expect anyone to be able to work on behalf of a service the world away.
No, he say I have the high constructor. So I'm new here too, so I don't know any constructor. So I say my son gonna be here in the summer, so I let he handle that.
All right.
He will be here in the summer.
All right, so you're going to be removing the materials?
Yeah, it's not a lot, so we just put it in the house, in the garage, yes.
All right, then with that, what are we doing? Are we withdrawing this case? Or am I giving her so much time to get a permit?
I've been running back and forth the city, and every time they tell me something, so I have, you know, I really have a hard time, and I have to skip off work today, too, to come here.
We'll take care of it. All right, what's the word, city?
The inspector expressed their preference to just withdraw the case.
All right. The city's withdrawing this case. This is done for now. get your screening materials, put them inside somewhere, and then again, when your son comes, follow through on it, or if you want to consult with a contractor or an attorney, you're free to do that too.
Thank you,
sir. Good luck to you. Case number 12, Daryl L. Jones.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
State your name, please.
Daryl Lawrence Jones.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mr. Jones, do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes, sir, I do.
Hang on one second, then I find the respondent in noncompliance. Mr. City Attorney, how much time do you think it will require for the respondent in order to come into compliance?
I'm sorry, sir.
Ms. Vakelja, the inspector has indicated that the inspector is Juan Davis. She's indicated that this property can be in compliance by next cutoff.
That's correct.
Okay. All right, Mr. Jones, I guess you got to move some stuff around.
To the microphone, please, sir. Thank you.
And the city is saying you ought to be able to take care of all this by January 3. What does that sound like to you?
That's close, sir. I was away, which you didn't ask me, but if you'll give me a little more time than that, I'll make sure it's towed away and cleaned up the lot.
So how much time are you looking for?
May I please have 30 days? Or
well, first off, they're suggesting you have until January 3.
Okay.
So they're already giving you 22 days. Do you need more time than that?
May I please ask a question? Other than the I'm sorry, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Other than the junk that's on it, I have to get it towed off. Am I allowed just to tow it without finding out who's there? I don't know who's there. I live in Port Orange. I know you didn't ask me that, but this is in Daytona Beach, and I just got back. I work for the garbage company, but you didn't ask me that either. But I'll have it towed away, but because of Christmas and the rest of things that I have to do right this second. By the middle of February, I'll be done, sir. I'll make it a point to have it towed away and the lot cleared off, if you will. Because other than towing, I saw three articles there, a truck, a tree lift, and something else. And I'll have that gone if I have to send it to the junkyard or whatever. I just don't want someone to come back and tell me that I moved their stuff, but it's on my property, and I need to follow your instructions and get it off. I don't know if the junkyard...
So you're telling me if I give you till February 7th, it'll absolutely be gone?
Yes, sir. I'll get it off that property. Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I'll get it off that property if I have to get it to the junkyard.
Does the city any heartache here?
No, not at all, Your Honor.
All right. I'm going to order the respondent to come into compliance by February 7th, 2018, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. All right, I'm giving you an extra 30 days on top of the 22 days she's giving you just to get all this done.
Yes, sir.
Because you tell me you're going to have it done.
Yes, sir. May I please ask one more question?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Other than moving those articles and cleaning it a lot, do I need to do something else so that I know exactly what I'm doing?
It says junk vehicles, bucket truck, car, and commercial trailer storage. It sounds like you're just moving vehicles.
That's yes, correct. Sir. And there's only one vehicle left as of yesterday.
That
the commercial truck's gone and the book. Trailer
and
thing
all
that's gone. It's just that one vehicle in the very back.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. She knows when you're done, so she can go check on.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you need to call this lady when you're done, because she needs to inspect the property, and then once she puts a document in the file saying you've done what you said you were going to do, then that's the end of it.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck to you.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Case number 13 is in compliance. Case number 14, Baseline Capital Investments, LLC. Is there anyone here for the respondent? What say the city?
Mr. Vakelja, this is before you for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Juan Davis. Ms. Davis reports that the property remains in noncompliance and she's had no contact with the respondent. She's asking for the next cutoff for the property to be brought into compliance.
All right, based on the presentation of the city and the testimony of the inspector and noting the absence of the respondent, I find the respondent non-compliance and order the respondent come into compliance. By January 3, 2018, it would be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 15 is in compliance. Case number 16, Hope T. and Kenneth H. Lindsay. Anyone here for the respondent? Not seeing a respondent, what say the city?
Ms. Vakelja, this property is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Steve Alderman. Mr. Alderman reports that the property remains in non-compliance, and he's asking for next cutoff for the property to be brought into compliance. I tend to Mr. Alderman if you have any other factual questions.
Does that sound about right?
If I can give you a progress report.
Come on up.
Good morning, Mr. Vakelja. Steve Alderman, Neighborhood Services Inspector. Credentials on file. This particular property is in compliance for outside storage, boat storage, and address numbers. The only thing left are the vehicles, and next cutoff should be plenty.
Very good. All right, based on our attorney's presentation and our inspector's testimony, and noting the absence of the respondent, I find the respondent in non-compliance and give the respondent until January 3, 2018 to come into compliance, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 17, Beverly Shearer. Anyone here for the respondent? What say the city? This looks like a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah, Ms. Vakelja, this is before you for determination of compliance or non-compliance. The inspector is Steve Alderman. And Mr. Alderman reports the property is in non-compliance, and he's asking for next cutoff for it to come into compliance. And I tend to Mr. Alderman. If I can have one.
Is that an open pool?
Hello, Mr. Vakelja. This particular property I've had no contact with. Bless you. Property owners. But I have talked to the son. It was opened up back in 412. I received it in 88, and Officer Garcia had it before me and did have communications with the son, and it was supposedly put in compliance by May. Since that time, I've received the property, and I've talked to the son also, tried to talk him into just getting it into basic compliance because the mother is in a home. The husband, the dad, has passed away. So this is going to be a bit of a mess, but it has to be, has to get on the books.
It does have to get on. Okay, is that pool enclosed in any fashion?
No.
Is it full?
Yes.
It's a perimeter fence.
Is it being maintained?
No.
Are there screens on those?
Partially.
So it's accessible?
Yes.
Okay.
The complaints came from the neighborhood HOA as well as the neighbors that flocks of birds go in and out of that, so it is not protected.
And so there is no perimeter fence?
Well, there's a perimeter fence that goes between the golf course and the house at 4 foot. It's up, but it's not, as far as pool requirements, they're not there.
So how much time are you proposing we give them to get this pool squared away, or at least ordered to get squared away?
As far as getting the pool squared away, the concerns of that you've raised are valid concerns, and we'd ask that be ordered to be taken care of within the next 10 business days.
10 business days?
Yes, sir.
All right. Have I already found the respondent noncompliance?
No, sir.
All right. Based on the city attorney's presentation and our inspector's testimony, and noting the absence of the respondent, I find the respondent in noncompliance. Order the respondent to, within 10 business days of today's date, secure the pool. What other requirements do we have for people with dirty pools out there that we worry about people gaining access to?
Clean the pool, and that may be through tablets or something else. You know, they may have to repair a motor. I don't know what it is, but they can clean it.
All right, so I'm ordering that the pool be secured and cleaned within 10 business days of today's date. I'm ordering the respondent to be in compliance on all other matters by January 3, 2018. Failing either of those requirements, the respondent will be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 18 is in compliance. Case number 19, Jong Soo Yoon and Lee. Okay. Anyone here for the respondent?
Mr. Yoon is here. He has asked me to present this because his English isn't that good.
Very good. And is Mr. Yoon agreeing that this these issues existed at or about the time the notice of violation was issued?
Yes, and he's also given me a deposition that he would like to present at January 9. He is going in front of a deposition for insurance based upon Matthew. So what I'm looking for is a cutoff of February 7, I believe, so that we can get past the deposition and have him come in for a progress report at that time. The property is patched. The roof is patched. It's right on A1A, of course, and it's not leaking. It's just an old roof that needs to be repaired, and he's trying to get covered by insurance.
Okay. First off, the city is satisfied with Mr. Alderman having the authority to speak on behalf of Mr. Yoon before I go any further?
Well, with Mr. Yoon being present, I understand the expression, at least of Mr. Alderman, of Mr. Yoon's limited English, but I think he should at least come forward. And
I would appreciate him coming forward and at least acknowledging he's given you the authority to speak on his behalf.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Please state your name.
My name is Jong Soo Yoon.
Okay.
Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you given Mr. Alderman permission to speak on your behalf this morning at this proceeding?
Yes.
Very good. That's all I need to know. All right, Mr. Alderman, so you were proposing a compliance date of February 7, 2018?
Correct.
All right. Based on the presentation, I find the respondent non-compliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by February 7, 2018 or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of the fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Is that
thank
it?
You. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Case number 20, George McClendon Jr. and Ida M. McClendon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
State your name, please, sir.
George McClendon.
Can you raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. McClendon, do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes, sir. They're there.
All right, well, then I find the respondent in non-compliance. Now, Mr. McClendon, let's ask these gentlemen how much time they think it ought to take for you to come into compliance.
Yeah, okay. I'm to tell you.
Oh, I said I need to get to the mic now. So, step over. There we go. Yeah, you're good right there, sir.
Good right there. All right.
Mr. Vakalja, the inspector is Steve Alderman, and Mr. Alderman indicated that the property can be brought into compliance by next cutoff. He's had previous contact with the violator, I guess, Mr. McClendon.
Yes.
And so his request is for next cutoff. And I will tender Mr. Alderman if you have any other factual questions.
Okay. Mr. McClendon?
Yes, sir.
You the ones going to be doing all that painting?
Yes, sir. With the help of someone from the church.
Okay.
I'll be doing the most of it. My wife will do the down low. I'll do it high.
Well,
yeah,
high.
Yeah. Well,
it's a two-story building.
It's a two-story building. But
all right. The city's suggesting you ought to be able to come into compliance by January 3. What say you to that?
Well, I tell you, it's going to take a little more time than that. I don't move as fast as I used to, Your Honor.
And it's Christmas. So yeah. February 7.
February 7 will be just fine.
All right. Then I'm going to find the respondent in non-compliance.
compliance and order the respondent to come into compliance.
Oh, I beg your pardon?
February 7, 2018, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of fine of $1,000 per day thereafter. Please be careful paying that bill.
Yes, sir, I will. Okay. Appreciate it.
All right. That's the rest of our regular agenda. We've already attended to our miscellaneous business. Do we have any other miscellaneous business to be brought before the special magistrate?
No, Ms. Pekalja, other than wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Be of good cheer, and we're adjourned.